Welcome back to another episode of the original EG3 podcast. This is Eddie Gruner, third host of this podcast. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of this podcast. To running, sports, and whatever important comes across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri here, recording a little bit early, folks, on this Tuesday, folks, in December 3rd, 2024, the 3Wide podcast, the original EG3 podcast, all about running, sports, whatever important comes across this desk. Yes, this was a 3Wide podcast, a NASCAR podcast, for those of you new to the podcast, for a handful of years before coming back, turning it around back to the original podcast where I usually, when I first started this podcast off, talking sports in Manhattan, Kansas. This is where it all started, or over there, 2 hours west of Kansas City, Missouri. It's your first time listening to the podcast. Thank you so much again all year long for listening to this revamped podcast. You've been following along all year long. You've been in and out, or you're new this week to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your week to listen to this podcast. I cannot believe it. It is December, and according to my calendar, at least for this podcast concern, I'm looking at 3 episodes left because I got a surprise race this weekend. I'm not going to spoil it. Well, I just did, but I'm not going to tell what it is. You have to tune in next week. And of course, as I did last year, I will wrap up the year just like I did last year with the Great Santa Race 5K, or what I did last year in Johnson County, which moved to a new location for this year. So I will end the year just like I did last year, pretty much running it back like I did last year to end the year with that. So there you go on that. So if you like what you're hearing, or you're a friend of the show, or you're a friend of the host of the show, or you're interested in what's going on around the KC metro area, definitely make sure you like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That's Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's sports, running, you get the drift there as well. So, of course, a little early before I run back out for another Tuesday, solid Tuesday night group run. Yes, I got a little bit of a gift early today. Got off a little early, so figure, you know what, let's knock this out before I get busy with my other podcast later on the week, which I do have another podcast which involves with Kansas State University, K-State grad here. But anyways, yes, so if you guys noticed on the last episode, I named the last episode Going Turkey and Running Part 1. I labeled that because I did another race on Thanksgiving Day. And oh, by the way, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend out there, wherever you're listening, in KC, Manhattan, or outside the Midwest. Hope everyone enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. And yeah, we're in the midst of holiday season and been running around, seeing, even before Thanksgiving, seeing Christmas lights already go up. So that's a little, I'm not going to go into that little pet peeve of mine, but it is what it is. I can't tell y'all what to do, like I usually say on this podcast. You guys make the choices. This is there as well. But yeah, we're in December. We're in the middle of the holiday season. Christmas is going to be here before we know it as well. And then the new year. Crazy. Crazy to be sitting here and almost, Lord willing, about to approach a new year. Crazy, man. Crazy. If it's the age, old age, or just time, or you're just having fun, when time flies, when you're having fun, enjoying what you're doing. So there you go. But yeah, back to Thanksgiving, right? So recorded last week, we did the Gobbler Grind 5K. That recap is up now wherever you listen to your podcast, so won't dive back into that. If you wondering what I did there, go down and check that out. But Thanksgiving Day, we did something different this year. Of course, I've mentioned this race several times throughout the year. We did the Thanksgiving Day run out at T-Mobile last year. And that was a mess. And this time around, we did another different race, which was the Ward Parkway races out on Ward Parkway, home of the Rock the Parkway half marathon, which again, that leads to another possibility that we might focus in on that again for the spring coming up. Or there's like three or four choices that I'm still deciphering on what there's going to be. I will come to a decision next week. I will come to a decision next week on what I want to do half marathon wise, because I said it. I'm just going to focus in. I have a goal set out. At least one. Got that going. At least one pertaining to the half marathon. Some of y'all might know what it is. Others don't. Y'all have to find out in the season finale in 2 weeks. Well, actually, that is a good subplot. Yeah, we'll do. Since I'm doing a great Santa 5K, and then of course some of my best friends, and others are doing the Dallas races that weekend. We're gonna make that the season finale there as well. And I'll announce it then what we're gonna be doing race wise. At least what we're going to be doing anyways. As we're gonna go after this goal. I told two people already last night where I'm going after. And so this is better off, you know, let's just focus on half marathon, see what we can get in 2020, in the spring of 2025. But back to the World Parkway races. So we did the 5K. A lot of people did the 10K. And World Parkway is sneaky hilly. And I'm not talking, and I probably should have did the down. I was going back and forth between the downhill, because the downhill mile. Because, ooh-wee, I cannot wait for mile season next. Well, we're starting early spring, going into early summer, of course, with the KC Metro Mile here in the KC Metro area. But I was contemplating doing that, because apparently it's the first time offering that, or doing a 5K. And I was back and forth, wanted to do that, but decided to do the 5K and having to deal with the uphill of Ward Parkway. And luckily, it was just that, because I don't know what it was. And yes, 5Ks in a span of what? I did the Goblet Grind 5K on last Sunday. One, Monday, two, three, four. Wait, hold on. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, that's a span of 5 days. I mean, I've done race 5Ks back to back, which is not a problem, but somehow five seem it probably was because of the colder temps that are hitting in the Kansas City area now. It's going to be a long while, but of course when you're looking at this weekend anyways, which we're jumping into a special event, we'll talk about that next week. It's supposed to be nice, so a little warmer compared to right now. But yeah, so maybe should have did a downhill mile, but did a 5K anyways, and with myself, yeah, I'll just jump in, do the 5K anyway, do the 5K, and have to deal with that stupid hill. It's always that particular hill. Well, you know you're going, it's the downhill, it's not the downhill, because I was trying to work in a game plan on how to attack it, because I didn't want to go too fast. I know I'm a pretty good miler, but I didn't want to go too fast and be burnt out going, knowing, 100% knowing that you had to go up Ward Parkway through the second mile and through most of the third mile until there is a little bit of crest downhill to wrap it up with the 5K, and then for the 10Kers, you got to keep going. So a lot of folks, KCRC, shout out, did a 10K. Some of us did the 5K, and one person I know, well, actually two people that I know did the downhill mile. I should have did the downhill mile. Hopefully, maybe at this time next year, who knows? We'll see. It's a long way from now. And I talked about it early this morning with the morning group. If they offer a downhill mile, I will do it next year for 100% for sure. And I was actually also trying to decide on maybe jumping in that Gilliam 5K, Gilliam Road 5K as well, downtown Kansas City. For those that don't know, so look, there's a lot of options. I was not going to break the tradition and not sit out and not do a 5K. Given the fact it's been a long year, not gonna sit it out. I'm gonna jump in something different. Figure, you know what, the group KCRC is doing it, and you know what, yeah, I'm obviously a part of it, so you know I'll do it as well. But the other thing about doing a 10K, maybe should have did it, but that was least far from my mind. I wasn't even gonna do the downhill mile of the 5K. I was not gonna do it's Endgame. It's not going to deal with any more hills, because I think it was not this summer, but last summer, it was the Ward, 4 on Ward. Again, Ward. Ward on Ward Parkway. For those that don't know, that's one of the main streets downtown. Really fast, but there are some sections there pretty much similar to Ward Parkway, the Rocky Parkway half, that are hilly. And look, the last part, coming around, down, coming up the crest, the final hill, I don't know what it is about that particular hill that has given me fits. Fits, and it's maybe not the first year when I did the Rocky Parkway, it wasn't so much, I don't know, but this year, and even this race, knowing the fact that, oh, damn, we got to deal with this hill again. And maybe probably not the first year when I did Rock the Parkway, because I did. That was my first year. I've done Rock the Parkway 2 years in a row now. That hill coming down the chute, you're going, and from there, you're cresting from that last hill, and you're going full throttle right to the finish for the Rock the Parkway course. But yeah, for what it is, it cost me a little bit of time getting where I want to go. But yeah, you know, you had other sections of the course where you had a chance to make up a little time, then do it, right? So it's for those that know me pretty well, I'm pretty hard on myself when it comes to time. And look, this was just a trot. I wasn't concerned about the time for this, and the scores table thought I was third in the age group, at least for the 5K from Masters concerned. They got it wrong. I was combing back through the results last night, and this is the original ET3 podcast, Eddie Gear III, coming to you, recording on this early Tuesday evening before I have to go back out. December 3rd, 2024, and we're in the final month of 2024. Crazy, folks. But yeah, so I was looking through the results last night, and I popped on that links, and of course you see your name there, so I clicked on my name and thinking like, yeah, I got third, you know, whatever, I'll just check, see where I finished. And my goodness, they're wrong. I got runner up Masters in the 5K. Oh, and given the fact that this was not, and I think this is the second time this year that I've ran an 1850-ish 5K, because I know I did this earlier in the summer. What was it? Tower to Tower 5K? It was similar to this. So with the course being long and all, so this was actually spot on. The course is spot on. So. But yeah, they said this. Somebody said I was third. The person I was talking to said I was third. Yeah, pay attention. So apparently, it's like, if I run my normal 5K time or come close, that's another dub. That's another win. I'm like, oh man. So I was laughing when I saw that. Like, oh, second in Masters in the 5K. And the winner of the 5K Masters was an 1801 or 2. So, yeah. Well, I could have come a second anyway, but if I'm around that... Now, I wasn't aggressive. Again, going back to what I said early on, just moments ago, I was not aggressive for the downhill mile, knowing that if I go all out, I'm gonna pay the price in the second and in the third mile. Because I'm already good. Because maybe it was the cold weather. Because I was tight. I was stiff. Going up the hill. I felt really stiff going up the hill. And that's a bad feeling. I know the time. Look, I didn't feel like I had to run that. I know I ran like 6 flat. Pace-wise. But that felt really slow. I mean, honest. That feeling. That helpless feeling where you're stiff. Yeah. I've been running. I've been out here getting miles in this cold weather. And maybe not a lot of fast miles. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I don't know. But yeah, so that was a little bit of shock there. Given the time that I put down, that's usually fourth in the age group. That I was shocked. Second, okay, I'll take that for what it is. If I run around that time, 18 minutes flat, or again, 18 flat, that's not my fastest time. I'm usually sub 18. But this year, again, I've been consistent around sub 18, 10, around there. For this year, I've hit sub 18 at least once this year. And maybe because I haven't done too many 5Ks this year, probably the problem. But yeah, I'm trying to run less and try to focus on other goals I'm trying to hit. And that's going to have to go into next year, which is right around the corner. So yeah, and my overall was what? I thought it was like 56, something like that. It was top 50. Woo! So just inside the top 50 with that many runners, 3,000 runners. Woo-hoo-hoo! That's a lot. Now, again, the Thanksgiving Day at T-Mobile last year, I think it was around similar to about 2,000, 2,500, somewhere in there. Yeah, you know, holidays, people travel, you're still dealing with fast people. So you just don't know. It's just, whether it's big tricky trot races or even a normal 5K, you just don't know who's going to show up, especially if you're a competitive person like me. Now, again, there's different levels of running or walking. There's competitive people like me, sort of fast people like me. You have people that are trying to PR. And congrats to those that did that, whether it's the 10K, or the 5K, in any of the tricky trots last week. This is the original EC3 podcast. Eddie Greer III checking in with you on this Tuesday. This will go out tomorrow night. But yeah, so this is the first of last three episodes of the year for this podcast, which has been so fun to share this journey with you in a transition year, might I add to you. So it's been a lot of fun bringing back kind of the old school days, if you will, and minus bringing back not talking about running. Now I'm talking about my adventures of running. But yeah, so yeah, it then you have those that are wanting to get exercise, cardio, and want to eat big on Thanksgiving. So yeah, so overall, it's just another day in the office. Nothing too spectacular. Just getting another tricky trot in, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So top 50. I thought I finished somebody. Yeah, I think it was the same score. Excuse me, same scores table that I said I was outside top 50. I don't know. Yeah, they had the laptops in front of them. So yeah, I'm thinking, I don't care, get my stuff, get my apple pie, get my thermal long sleeve shirt and everything else like that, and I'll be on my way. It's been total family. But yeah, so I went back through there. The downhill mile, the winning time was what, 4:46? Yeah, I would have been, now I'm sub on the track, I'm almost sub 4:50, which I did PR. If you go back again to the KC Metro Mile episodes this year, woo! I just cannot help it. But yeah, so KC Metro Mile. Now again, one of the goal, maybe my second goal, would be to go sub 5 in the road mile. That is the next challenge. And so for next year, so that's probably going to be my second goal. Go sub 5 in the road mile, because I hit 5 on a dot this year back in Lawrence. So yeah, I'm kind of reflecting back a little bit as we close in on the end of the year of this podcast. So yeah, so we would have been around. We would have definitely, even with, I didn't feel stiff going. Well, I did feel a little stiff early on, and maybe because I did get miles in. So I don't know. I just couldn't figure that out. I thought I was going to be a little bit of good shape there, a little bit. And maybe because I had that mindset of, okay, I'm going to go a little conservative on the downhill, when I probably should have just said, screw it, and just fly down the downhill and then try to hold on for dear life. Because that's what I felt. But somehow I didn't get past. I did not get past at all going uphill, which was a shocker. Because I did close hard. I did close hard. Close it out, past like 5 people at the end with a nice 3-wide pass. And then somebody, I could see in the left corner of my eye, somebody was trying to get me. That's not going to happen. So yeah, once I get turned up, I don't feel nobody can get me. No, nobody, not even as stiff as I was. No one was gonna give me that final kick. When you see that finish line, oh yeah, we're gonna pass some people. So that was a lot of fun right there, battling out with some of those people. Then to wrap that up. But yeah, that was my Thanksgiving trot recap right there. We did the Roar Parkway 5K to close out Thanksgiving holiday in 2024. Now it's on in December where we're gonna be doing two races. We got a surprise coming for you next week. That's what we're doing. EG3, we're jumping in this one, baby. That I can't give you any more details about that. We will break it all down on next week's podcast. I almost spilled the beans, but we are doing a race this weekend. So there you go on that. And of course, we're wrapping things up since I can't go to Dallas, and we already did Dallas anyway. But I do have a little bit of FOMO in there because of the people that are going down there to Texas, Dallas, Texas. Do that race, the Dallas BMW Dallas Marathon. We already did that 2 falls ago. So, one of my 10 marathons that I've done now and completed now. So, yeah. So I do have a little FOMO. I'll admit it, but they don't need me to go out to this guy out there. So they'll take care of business down there. I have full confidence in all of them, whether they're doing. I know two people that signed last minute to do the half marathon relay, whether it's that, the half marathon, or the full, they're going to go down there and crush the thing. So I have full confidence in them to go down and do it. And while we take care of business, which is going to be a last chance 5K to try to do some. Now, we already have that Masters win, so we already got that in the bank. Now, we're going to try our best. I'm going to try my damn best to go after the overall win. That is missing from this year. That elusive 5K win, overall win. I'm not talking about Masters. I'm not talking about age group win. I'm talking about the overall victory. That is elusive from the grass. And again, it is super competitive. Again, I love being competitive. It is what it is. If you don't like that competitive, then what you're doing. But again, like I said, there's different types of levels of a runner, right? I said that. So if you're not like myself, then again, if you have goals for yourself, then awesome, awesome. Keep doing your thing. But for me, I want to win. Okay, right. So they go on that. So we'll see. So yeah, Dallas is going to have that, which is, I don't know when I did it 2 years ago, 2 falls ago, was it sold out? That's crazy. Dallas? Nah, no. We talked about Dallas a couple weeks ago on this podcast. That's crazy. I don't know if it was sold out when I did it. Because I signed up a little earlier than what... Because if the 50K was open, I was going to jump in that thing. Seriously. Because I'm still out here running, putting down miles. So... yeah, if the road 50K was open, I was going to jump in it, 100% for sure, for sure. But everything was all sold out outside the relay. So yeah, we said, you know what, we already did that. You know, there's no need to go back down there to do it again, especially the marathon specifically. so yeah, so there's that. So we got some of the KCRC folk going down there knowing that we're going to try to take care of business in the Great Santa 5K. A couple weeks, so that is the season finale, so we're going to have that, so there you go on that. All right, folks, here, and by the way, speaking of which, we talked about turkey trots and all that, before even previewing, I talked about miles early on, right, before that, those races, right, had a little cursed bars going on, energy, put some little energy in me going on, right, this is brought to this particular episode. Almost forgot about these folks. It is presented to you by Kurtz Energy Bars, 8 to 10 flavors. We're coming up to the end of 2024. And if you're trying to figure things out for the spring, we're just going to focus on the spring 2025. We're not going to focus on the year. My mindset right now is trying to figure out races in potential miles season. Yes. For 2025. Yes. If you're trying to figure that out and trying to figure your feeling for Dallas, why not take a bite of a Kurtz Energy Bar, right? 8 to 10 flavors. Even though it's winter now, you still have, the cherry bomb, the chocolate pretzel. Even still, you got the still pumpkin spice flavor still going on out there. The Java flavor and 5, 6 other flavors. Go to KurtzBars.com right now. Type in When you get to the D checkout, Fast Eddie, 20 to 30% off. I put it in a raise because I forget it. I'm getting old, but no, seriously, Fast Eddie, you can get a discount regardless, whether it's 20% or 30%, each time you use or you hop on the website to either restock or you try a different flavor, or they don't have just energy bars. They have what I call granola stacks as well, what I use to fuel the train for the KC Backyard Ultra this year. They have that as well. They have bags of those as well with also flavors as well. So fruit goes. So go ahead, check out cursebars.com. And every time you hit that checkout button, make sure you put in that code Fast Eddie. Every time. It's not a limited time order. It's not a limited time offer. None of that stuff. Every time you want to restock or try a new flavor of Kurt's Energy Bars, which is locally in the other side of the state line of Kansas. KurtzBars.com right now. Code Fast Eddie. Kurtz, feel what drives you. Or you almost let that get away for me right there. All right, real quick here before we wrap things up here on this podcast here. I did say running, sports, and whatever comes across his desk, right? Real quick, do you want to explain, and I could go on a soapbox on this, football, right? College football in particular, a lot of stuff happened in college football. And you could probably think Ohio State and Michigan. You could think those two teams specifically. They got fined, what was it, $100K? Yeah, $100K for their actions. And this actually started off a chain of events, which went out through the day, fighting after the game because it's rivalry week. It's hate week, rivalry week, whatever you want to call it, right? So, yeah. So after the game, obviously Ohio State had a lot to play for, and they're gonna still get into college football playoff and all that. But they had everything to play for. They had a chance to get in the Big Ten championship. They're not playing in it. But they decide to, well, actually, here's real quick. Teams playing the flag, the opposing teams playing the flag on the home team's field. That's cutting it to the chase right there. That's why you hear all this fighting going on. And I think out of the ugliness, this Ohio State, Michigan, now Michigan was in Columbus for this game. Michigan was what? Some 3-touchdown underdog, something like that. Damn. So there's that. And then Ohio State is on a losing streak of not beating Michigan yet. They're on, what, a 4-game losing streak now, something like that. But yeah, it was ugly. Mace everywhere. It was ugly. Ugly scene right there. Well, and maybe I'm a little old school on this. Maybe if you had that intensity early on, You would have crushed them guys, but instead it's a rivalry game, so records go out the window, and all that fun jazz and all that. So you never know what's gonna happen in these things, rivalries and all that other stuff. And including, you could throw in the NFL too with division rivalries, opponents like that, like the Raiders or Chiefs. Woo, that was something. Again, I don't know how the Chiefs are getting away with winning these things. I go another soapbox on that, but I'm not touching that right now. But the synopsis of it all here is ugly, Mace, police. This would have been really bad. So it was already ugly. It was. Man. That's what everybody's talking about. Michigan playing the flag at midfield. Ohio State teammates took exception of it. And then it was a whole big mess on top of that, right? And then it was later on. Who was that? It was NC State, North Carolina. Yeah, that was going down. And then, of course, my other favorite team, the Florida Gators, before I went to K-State. Yes, I have two college teams. My alumni, K-State, and Florida Gators, right? And Florida pounded Florida State. I hate Florida State. And then this is another rant. This is another episode I could go off of. The Florida State coach, I don't like him either. So the way that he punked out and then decided to throw a hissy fit, whatever. But that really ticked me off there as well. But, you know, Florida plants the flag, and then here comes the offensive line of Florida State. Here comes the whole team. Yeah, so they just set off a whole change of reactions following a great Georgia Tech game, which was all class. Everybody hugging out, everybody shaking hands and everything else like that. The following day, you think it set the tone? Hell no. Yeah, all this fighting going. You had all this fighting going on. It was crazy. What a crazy Saturday was a college football. So I wanted to address that. So, hey, if you don't want to get beat, let me put it this way. We'll close this thing out. You don't want to get beat. At home against your rival, take care of business. Have that intensity. Have that same intensity in the four quarters. At least I agree with the running back of Michigan of that. I mean, yeah, he was spot on. I do agree with him on that. Yeah, four quarters. Four quarters to be tense and should I find the football field? There's, I mean, a lot of people could get hurt doing that. I'm telling you. You have four quarters to pound the other team. And then you cry about it after the fact. So there's multiple ways. There's multiple ways this could be handled. Yeah, and the other thing too, this could be handled. Yeah, you can take the flag to your own room and celebrate with your teammates and your fans that can come watch you win, beat the rival. That's another talking point too for another discussion. So yeah, it's just crazy, and of course the NFL getting down to nitty gritty there as well. Playoff football, well. Games meaningful. Well, at least my team is still involved. We could blow it. So, but anyways, we're gonna wrap this up right now. So I just wanted to share that for those that are not in the college football or been keeping track of what's been going on. It is championship weekend in college football this weekend. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever. Podcasts are found. Free and available weekly. Or we're going to have a chance to record Kansas State. Oh, I did it. I did it again. I do this every week because I do so much with K-State. We're available. EG3 podcast is available weekly. Every time I have a chance to record some content. K-State podcast. I do the Purple Project podcast. K-State alum. You get that. Daily when I have a chance to record it. I've done so many of those this year. Well, it's an everyday podcast, so of course I'm going to get those mixed up. So again, do two podcasts. So I'm recording the EG3 or wrapping this up right now. So again, EG3 podcast under the 3Y podcast with EG3, like I mentioned at the very top of this podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast and make sure you like and subscribe. And also, if you want, I have not said this all year long, 5-star it. Leave us a rating. That helps me out. Well, it doesn't help me out, but it also just gets the word out there to other folks that are looking for other running podcasts around the Kansas City metro area. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Thank you so much again for listening to part two of this week's episode of Going Turkey Running. We'll be back with a recap of what Fast Eddie did this weekend. You gotta come back, find out next week. We'll talk to y'all then. Until then, thank you. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to y'all real soon.